Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Well, hey, good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. And a couple things. First, I can't tell you how much my stress level is down today. Anyway, first, thank you to Professor Dr. Harvey W. Kushner for being on the show yesterday with the talk about terrorism, and always great to have him on. Conversations always very interesting with him. So I want to say thank you for that. Second of all, Amanda Gorman, you are an all-star. You are blessed and highly favored. You let your light so shine among men so they could see your good works. I have to say, I was highly impressed. The inauguration was nice, but you just was a ray of sunshine on the inauguration day yesterday. So keep on keeping on. You know, don't stray. You know, we got your back. Third, before we get to Burton, Burton's coming. It's Thursday, Tech Thursday on G's Power Hour. I have not forgotten. So he's coming. But there's a big history that's going on here in Orlando, in Orange County, in Central Florida. In some circles, you say the word dimps and you've said it all. But, you know, particularly for me, it's special. We have the fourth highest ranking person in Orange County Sheriff's Office is a black woman now by the name of Denise Demps, and she was promoted yesterday. Major Demps now is I think commander. I have to get that right, but I'm going to be posting that story on the G's Power Hour Facebook page, you best believe. But she is the highest ranking African American woman in Orange County Sheriff's Department. So got the long arm of the law, y'all. So, anyway, congratulations, Denise Demps. Always a pleasure and a blessing. Anytime we've got the chance to meet, it's rare, but it's always nice. She and her sister, Andrea, both with Orange County Sheriff's Department, but Denise has got it, so go ahead, girl. Anyway, good morning, Burton. How you doing? Burton Kelso of Integral.
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Just fabulous. So, and we've got with Burton this morning the top tech items for 2021. And so, Burton, just a warning as we go through this list. My questions are going to be, number one, is it free? And if not, how much does it cost? If not, how much does it cost?
Right.
Number two, is it safe? Or, you know, what are we compromising here? So, anyway,
right.
Go for it.
Well, let's talk about the safety aspect of applications when you install them on your smartphones and tablets. So, the main thing is that a lot of the apps are free, and some of them you do have to pay to utilize the services, but the apps that are free, sometimes the manufacturers will try to get into prying areas of your smartphone. Now, the good thing is, if you're an iPhone user, the new version of iOS is set up to communicate specifically what apps are doing on your smartphone. So if it's trying to access the microphone or camera, your iPhone with iOS 14 is definitely going to alert you and let you know that that is what's going to happen. Now, Android users, that is probably coming down the road, but I think a lot of tech manufacturers are keeping their eye or becoming watchdogs with larger tech companies to make sure that they aren't stealing your personal information without your knowledge. Obviously, if you agree to the terms of service for each one of these apps, you probably should read it just to make sure what you're giving up. But the other thing to note is that on both Apple and Android devices, you can disable the app from accessing specific things like your camera, your microphone, and your contacts, and even other social media platforms. So you can set them up to be safe, but for the most part, the apps that I've selected, they're created to, I guess, they're created to be helpful as opposed to trying to steal information. That job is going to come down to most of your social media apps. So, and I don't think there's any listed, so you know, so you don't have to worry about any of that stuff, and neither does anyone else. So with that said, I guess we can start with our first app, which is the My Water app. So the My Water app is an app that definitely helps you keep track of your daily intake of water. One of the things, obviously, with COVID is with us being homebound, it's really hard for you to find out if you're getting your daily intake of water. So with the My Water app, you definitely can set what limits or what you want your daily intake of water to be, and that way you can kind of keep track of how much water you should be taking in. Now, the good thing about the My Water app is that it ties in to the Apple Health app that's built onto iPhones, so you can definitely combine what you're using with the My Water app versus the health app on the iPhone. So it's a pretty helpful app. And the only thing that it integrates with on your smartphone, at least on the Apple side, is just the health feature that's built into an iPhone. So.
Okay. I can get behind that because God knows my water intake is not good and I need constant prodding and reminders of that.
Yeah, it'll prod you all right.
Yeah.
It'll pop up and let you know that it's time to drink. But the good thing is that you can set the notification hours so that it's not nagging you. It's recommended that you drink. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, though, I think part of it is you still have to be proactive on your own because, let's say you're out, like I'm out of it right now, if you didn't bring the water with you, you're not very inclined if you're on the road to just stop and say, oh, I need to go get some water. So you have to kind of get yourself set up for it, too. You have to kind of work with the app.
Right. Yeah, you know, you've got to carry a bottle of water with you. But I think it obviously it's good for if you're out and about. But I think in this pandemic situation, it's kind of good because even though you're at home and you're close to a source of easily accessible water, you may not forget in your day-to-day. So it's kind of good to have an app that's going to pop up and let you know,
right,
that it's time to drink. And the good thing about it is that you can set the intervals. I mean, you know, you don't have to have it nagging you every minute. I think you can set it to at least every couple of hours, which is the daily recommended amount, or, you know, a little bit higher if you don't want to drink a ton of water, but you just want to stay hydrated during the day.
Right. I would just say drink it all before 9 o'clock at night. That's all I got to say.
Right, exactly. That's funny. So the next app would be the American Sign Language app, which essentially helps you learn sign language. Now, the ASL
wow.
app is it. Yeah, the ASL app, as it's called, you know, it's a free download, and it will help you learn sign language, which obviously is kind of picked up during the pandemic with all of the COVID briefings that you've seen and all of the other political briefings you've seen. You've seen people signing on the side of your screen.
Right.
So if you wanted an easy way to learn, definitely download the American Sign Language app. It's helpful.
I was thinking when you said that, I've taken a sign language class. I have a sign language book, unfortunately, collecting dust up on the shelf, but I've started in it a couple of times. But I was so impressed yesterday when they were doing the pledge, and the service person that was doing the pledge was also signing as she did the pledge, and I thought that was really, really nice.
Right. Now, one of the things I forgot to mention with the My Water app, it is a free app, and the same thing with the American Sign Language app.
Okay. I'm downloading that
yeah.
today. For sure.
Are you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I am.
Good. So the next app I believe you. The next app you should download in 2021 would be Duolingo. And I think we've talked about this app on the show before. But Duolingo is a helpful app that allows you to learn multiple languages. And it's easy. It kind of does it in a game format that makes it a little bit interesting or more interesting than what learning a second or third language in high school was.
Okay. And
so,
have you used it?
Yeah, I have. I mean, I don't know a second language, but it definitely will help you learn it. I mean, it's very intuitive, and it starts out basic, but at the same time, if you want to go advanced, you can definitely. Learn at your own level. I mean, you can tell it from the app and from the website how much you want to learn a day. I mean, the app allows you to start at 5 minutes a day, which is casual, versus too intense, which is 20 minutes a day. So you can just do it at whatever your schedule allows.
Okay, so I have a question since we're on this thing about apps. Are these apps primarily for mobile devices, for your phone, or can you download it on a laptop or PC or tablet?
Well, if it's a tablet, then yes, you could download it onto your tablet. But most apps work either on smartphones or tablets. Now, some of these apps, like Duolingo, allows you to go and utilize it on the website. So usually if it's an app, it's got a web portal built into it, but an app in itself can't be downloaded to like a computer. But it's
okay.
mainly designed for smartphone or tablet. Yeah, it would be,
okay.
if you could put it on your computer, then it would be considered a program, but the term app or application kind of implies that it's designed for a smartphone, or you may be able to access it from the web at some point.
Thank you for the Tech for Dummies instruction. I really appreciate that.
Well, many people don't realize that. That's not a big
No,
issue,
you're
you know?
Right, because I didn't really think about it. It didn't dawn on me until you kind of broke it down. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay.
Right.
Okay.
Well, now the next two apps that we're talking about can definitely be downloaded, or not downloaded, used on a computer or an app. And the first one is the Khan Academy app. Now, Khan Academy is completely free, and it's a nonprofit, and their whole goal is to deliver free education to just anybody. So it doesn't matter the age level. I think it's kindergarten up through college. You can definitely take classes on Khan Academy and learn at your leisure. And
okay.
And courses don't matter. Yeah. It, you know, if you're got kids and you're trying to homeschool and you're looking for curriculum, you could head to Khan Academy and put together your own curriculum. You know, if you're just wanting to brush up on specific skills, you can go to Khan Academy on the app or the website and just pick up specific skills. And the topics are pretty much endless: science, arts and humanity, life skills, reading, language arts. I even got math. So, I mean, the list is almost unlimited. And the website and the app are pretty easy to set up. Now, they want you to sign up for Khan Academy, but then again, the website is completely free.
Okay. All right.
And I should say the app is completely free for those of you that don't know the difference between an app and a program. I had to throw that out there.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break before he also tells me how to do my job. This is Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I'm your host, G, here with Burton Kelso. It's Tech Thursday, the third Thursday on G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. The number is 516-387-1944 if you have questions. And let me correct myself. It was Chief Deputy Denise Demps. Got to throw that out there, Chief Deputy. This is G's Power Hour, Never Had It So Good Entertainment. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Tim Garrison. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been two decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the Arclitex. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth. It's relaxing. It's chill out jazz. The soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight, on K-Ham Radio.
Are you chillin'?
Having a wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event. Need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar, or it's a difficult time, and you need to plan a wake or repast. Let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
Good morning. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today, the third Thursday of the month. It is Tech Thursday on G's Power Hour with Burton Kelso, and we're running down the top apps for 2021, and we are going to continue. Burton, go ahead, please. And, oh, by the way, I will be posting the list that Burton sent on the G's Power Hour Facebook page, just FYI. But go ahead. What's the next one?
Yeah, the next app is Spotify, and this is kind of a no-brainer, but Spotify is the music streaming service on the planet, and the good thing about Spotify is that you can download the app or you can go to the Spotify website and use it. Now, I know there are probably people out there wondering why I would recommend Spotify, say, over something like Pandora. Well, Pandora is a good streaming service, but if you were in the mood to listen to something or a specific artist, you're not going to get that on Pandora. It's going to bring you artists that are like the one that you requested. But Spotify is versatile enough that you can use their customized playlist if you wanted to listen to a specific genre, or you can create your own playlist in Spotify. And that way, if there is a specific CD or you wanted to create your own mixtape, Spotify will definitely allow you to do that. And one of the things I think, and this may be the only three apps that allows you to do that, you can actually download Spotify onto your, you can use it as an app, you can go to the Spotify website, and you can download it directly to your desktop computer, which I think adds a little bit more versatility when you download it as a onto your desktop computer, because it's a lot easier to customize your playlist on the desktop than it is a smartphone or even from the website.
Now, you can also, yeah, can't you also get it, like, if you have internet television, you know, smart TV, can't you also download it on your smart TV?
I think you can. Yeah, it depends on the brand of smart TV, because I know Pandora for a fact, you can download Pandora on specific brands of smart TV. In fact, it comes prepackaged, but I think newer models of smart TVs, you can definitely download Spotify onto the smart TV. Now, I think the smart TV version of Spotify will let you listen to your playlist, but I think you're limited on how you can customize that playlist when you're doing it from your television.
Yeah, because I think YouTube is like that too.
Right. It's like with Spotify. Now, it works two different ways. Now, you can just, you have to sign up with an account with Spotify. But again, on your smart TV, you're kind of limited on what you can do, kind of like with Pandora. I mean, you can click playlists, but that's pretty much about it. But I will say also with that, like Pandora, Spotify, you can also play on your Amazon devices as well. So, I mean, it's a pretty versatile app. And in fact, I know people, if their vehicle came with, say, the, what's it, XM satellite?
Mm-hmm.
The Sirius XM satellite, that once their subscription expires, then they'll just start streaming from Spotify. Because, like I said, it's versatile. Because you basically hook your smartphone up to the USB port in your vehicle, and then you can start streaming your own customized music. So it's a pretty hot app. And I think more of the younger generation tip to Spotify than, you know, say us millennials.
Right.
Or not millennials, but us Gen Xers. So.
Right. Well, I know also, too, like, one of the things that I've seen, like, I'm a somewhat of a Starbucks junkie. So, I mean, not really, really bad like some people, but, you know, I am. And they do every now and then have, like, their own kind of playlist, you know, for certain occasions that
right.
you can get, which I think is neat. So.
Right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Spotify is one of those, like I said, it's versatile. But, again, it's one of those apps that they really don't want your information. Now, keep in mind that if you go to the Spotify webpage, you can download, it'll let you connect your account using Facebook or Google, but obviously I wouldn't recommend doing that. Just create a new username and password. That way, you know, if Spotify is trying to get your information, it'll be limited the information they get if you just created a new Spotify account.
Okay, well, that's good because, you know, I'm more into the music than my husband is, but, you know, I like to, if I'm, you know, doing my weekly soak or I'm out doing my patio or something like that, I would like to have something like that. So, all right, keep us going. What we got next?
The next one is Skyview, which is probably one of my favorite all-time apps. I like astronomy, and I think if you download the Skyview app, which they have a free version and a paid version, you can definitely see what's going on with the stars and the constellations and, of course, different man-made satellites that are orbiting the Earth. The good thing about Skyview, you basically, once you download it on your phone or your tablet, you just hold it up to the sky or down to your feet, and it'll let you know where specific planetary bodies are. Like, for example, because of Skyview, I know that the International Space Station rotates in the lower hemisphere of Earth as opposed to the upper hemisphere. So if you point it at the ground, there's a good chance you'll see the International Space Station floating in the sky. But then also, too, there's different constellations and stars that you can zoom in on with Skyview, and it'll identify each each star in the sky and planets too. So like when we had the convergence of, I think it was, wasn't it Jupiter and Saturn last month? You could definitely see that. And obviously you're not going to see the actual planet, but you'll get a little icon on the app that'll let you know the little bright dot in the sky that you're looking at is a specific planet.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, because I like astronomy. I actually I took astronomy in high school and college, especially college, because I didn't really want to. I used it as my science elective because I didn't want to be dissecting frogs. So
right,
that was it for me.
I got it. Yeah, the good thing about Skyview too. I mean, if you do pay for it, it's a very cheap app. I mean, the free version's pretty robust, but if you wanted to buy it, it's only $1.99, but it will, with the paid version, will alert you when specific things are going to occur in the sky. And also, the thing that's so good about Skyview, if you live in an area where there's heavy light pollution, then definitely Skyview is going to help you take a look at the stars fine, because I'm sure where you are, you really can't gaze up into the sky and look at the Big Dipper and know exactly where it is because of light pollution.
Right.
If you're in a country, easily find the Big Dipper and say Orion, which is still in the sky. But, you know,
can't find
if you're,
your hand, but you can find the Big Dipper probably.
you can. And the other good thing, too, about Skyview is that you don't have to calibrate the app to see what's in the sky. Your smartphone's already calibrated, so once you download the app, it's already ready to go. You can just hold it up to the sky and look at the stars and the constellations and identify each one. So if you're into astronomy or looking to get into astronomy, it's a good app to use.
Cool. That sounds it. So far, so good, Burton. I'm loving
it. Thanks.
Okay.
So our next app is, you've probably heard of, is Venmo.
Yeah, I've heard of Venmo.
Okay. Yeah, Venmo is the app that allows you to exchange money back and forth with friends, family, and even businesses are picking up with Venmo. Now, we'll say, obviously, Venmo is free. There's no fee with it, but obviously there's a fee when you send money with Venmo. That's how they get money, kind of like PayPal. But it's a handy app to have because if you needed to instantly send someone money, then you can download the Venmo app and then you can shoot them some money. Now, I will say the bad thing about Venmo is that you can access the Venmo app from a website, but you really can't exchange money with the website version of Venmo. It's kind of silly, but you can at least monitor your account. The only way Venmo works, and a lot of these apps are like this, is that they're app only, meaning that the only way they work is within the app. Like, and I guess the best example of an app only program would be Instagram. If you can access Instagram from a computer, but the only thing that you can do is respond to posts. You can't post anything to Instagram because it's app driven. So the same thing with Venmo. To use it with an app. It's not versatile enough to allow you to use it from a computer and, you know, and a smartphone or tablet. So.
Right. I have actually a couple of shopping apps that are like that. It's that, you know, you can kind of find out about the app on the computer, but in order to use the app, you have to have it on your phone. So.
Right. One disclaimer I wanted to make about the Venmo app, since it does connect to your bank and credit card, you definitely want to make sure that you set up a secure and different password for your Venmo account when you download the Venmo app. Because, you know, cyber criminals look for people that use the same usernames and passwords for online accounts. So if they got your username and password from one account, one of the first places that cyber criminals are going to look is on the Venmo app. to see if you have an account, then it would just be easy for them to send money out of your Venmo account to, you know, to one of their accounts. So, you know, beware, and you take caution when you use the Venmo app.
Okay. Now, have you used Venmo and PayPal, and do you have a preference?
I use PayPal. I've seen people use Venmo, but I haven't used it myself. To me, they both work the same. It's just whichever is catchy, and it doesn't really matter as far as ownership, because PayPal owns Venmo.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just an offshoot. It's like they decided
okay. They
wanted to create another name, and then they're like, well, let's just call it Venmo. And they're like, okay. So they're kind of the same.
Okay. All right. Well, we've got more coming up, but we're going to take our top of the hour break. We are here with Burton Kelso. It's the third Thursday of the month on G's Power Hour, and we're talking about the top techs for 2021. And if you have questions, the number is 516-387-1944. G's Power Hour on Never Had So Good Entertainment. We'll be right back.
This is Douglas Dobbs of Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community for 29 years with quality funeral and cremation services. Honoring all religions and faiths, we have been here for many grieving families. Whether it's a complete funeral service with a burial or a simple, dignified cremation, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here for you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs. Dedicated to serving our families.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. It is the third Thursday of the month on G's Power Hour, and that means it's Tech Thursday with Mr. Burton Kelso of Integral. And if you have questions, the number is 516-387-1944, talking about the top tech for 2021. And so next, Mr. Kelso.
Would be mint. And I love mint, but it's made by Intuit, and it makes me sad that they took away Quicken. I know that sounds silly, but Quicken is still around, and Quicken you can only get via subscription, but mint is
really
a good, it's still Quicken, but yeah, you have to pay a subscription for it. But Mint is a good app if you wanted to keep track of your personal finances. You just download the app. You can have it connect to your online credit card and banking account information, and it'll help you budget and hopefully invest, and, you know, you can have a better job of your finances. And I think Mint kind of comes in great because we've turned into a society where we get our bank statements, but, you know, people really just don't reconcile anymore. So, the online banking craze has made people check online to see if they have money in the bank, and they just keep on rolling. Bank statements are still put out, but they're, you know, almost a thing of the past, unfortunately. So, but
right,
at least as far as your finances are concerned, in one aspect, with Mint, you can definitely keep track of your personal finances, and that way, you know, you're just not focusing on, you know, do I have money in the bank? You're trying to develop yourself with Mint to make sure that you have money in the bank and you're saving for your future. So it's a good app, but I miss Quick.
Okay.
I had to throw that out there. All right.
No, because what I'm going to do, I'm going to go down your list, and next month, briefly when we talk, I'm going to kind of give you a blow-by-blow in terms of
which ones I've used and what happened. So
I got you. So our next app is more geared for business users, and it's the I'm in every day, and that's QuickBooks Online. I know there are a lot of businesses that use QuickBooks for business, but the online version is versatile, especially if you have a service-based business. The QuickBooks Online, I will say, does not work better than just plain old business QuickBooks, because business QuickBooks has the ability to keep track of inventory, and QuickBooks Online, you can create some inventory, but it doesn't let you keep the vast amount of inventory that QuickBooks would allow you to have. And QuickBooks Enterprise, because they make an enterprise version. But QuickBooks Online app, and you'll love this, G. You can download the QuickBooks app. You can go to the QuickBooks Online website, and you can even download the program to your desktop computer. So it's one of those versatile apps I like. I like the versatility of an app that works on both a desktop computer and a smartphone. Because, I mean, sometimes you want to sit down and be in front of a computer and do stuff, because it's just it's a keyboard that kind of makes the big difference, I think, as far as
using
a smart device. You know,
and not staring at that little small screen all the time. I'm sorry.
Right.
Like, I mean, it's the convenience of a smartphone is great, but now, you know, people, to me, I'm one of those crazy people. People talk about watching movies on the phone. I'm like, okay, I guess if you're trapped in some place, you know, and that's all you got, that's one thing, but that's not my preferred method of viewing. So, yeah, anytime you got a nice size screen and the keyboard, that all works for me.
I'm 100% behind you with that. So now the next three apps are app only, unfortunately. And the first one is Mile IQ. Now Mile IQ is the app that allows you to track your mileage. So if you are a small business, you can download Mile IQ, and it just uses the motion of your phone to track when you're making drives to specific places. It's almost one of those, you set it and then you forget it, because I don't know what technology it uses. I'm assuming GPS, but when you are moving quickly from one destination to another, it maps it as a drive. And you can, the good thing about Mile IQ is you can put in your hours of business. So any drive that you make during regular business hours, you can, it'll automatically map it. So if you work from 9 to 5, any drive that you make during those hours, and you can even set days of the week. And so any drive you make during those hours, it's going to automatically map it as a business drive. And then, of course, your regular drives are mapped as personal. So the good thing, at the end of each month and at the end of the year, you can look at your Mile IQ report and have an accurate documentation of, you know, how much you've driven for the month or driven for the year. So it's handy. Now, the bad thing about Mile IQ is that it costs. So it's fairly inexpensive. It's like bucks a month. But I think having that peace of mind of a mileage app to track your mileage rather than trying to write down the speedometer each time more than pays for itself.
I don't know. See, now, you were sold on me until you told me that it costs some money. Well, I was almost sold. The other issue I had was that so if it's tracking via, you know, your phone and stuff like that, number one, if you don't have your phone with you, then, you know, it doesn't count. Number two, you still have to subtract. If you're doing personal and business stuff, you still have to subtract the personal mileage from the business mileage. So you still have to go in and say,
You don't have to do that with Mile IQ, because it automatically breaks that down for you. So if you have your phone with you and you drive between the hours of whatever business hours you set, then that's automatically going to map it as a business drive. Now, if you're driving on Saturday and Sunday, that's considered personal. And even though Mile IQ is mapping you. It's not adding it in as business model, if that makes sense.
Okay. It still sounds, because for me as a realtor, I am driving on Saturday.
Okay. No, well, then you make that a business hour. Then you can
right.
you can say, yeah, I you know I'm working between
yeah.
the hours of. You could set 12-hour days or 13-hour days. So you know any drive that you make as a real estate agent, yeah, it'll map it. You know,
yeah.
So it'll do it. At the end of the month, end of the year, you know how many miles you've driven business wise.
Yeah, I just.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I mean, because I use a number of things. One is my Google Timeline. That's
right.
That's one way. I find Google Timeline to be quite accurate. And then the other thing that I use also as a realtor is I go back into my showing time button if I'm showing property, because it also tracks the mileage between the different properties and whatnot. You know, so if I'm doing a tour and I'm stopping off at different properties, you know, it has the mileage from one place to the other place and everything. So, I'm not going to say it's not a good app. I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to say I'm not sure what I would if I would use it or not. So.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully.
Anyway.
I won't bring up that app again. Goodness.
No, that's okay. It's okay because I think it's good for some people. I would have to take another look at it. You know, so.
Yeah. Now, the good thing about MileIQ, even though it accesses your smartphone, since you're paying money for it, I mean, they're already, you know, they're already making their money. So you don't have to worry about them tracking you. It's the free app you have to worry about, because they put the app out there to attract you in order for you to download it so that they can collect information from you. So if you're
right.
paying for it, then, you know, you don't have to worry about that stuff. So, but anyway, our next app are kind of, I call them the twin apps. There's Map
okay.
My Fitness and Map My Pal, because one almost does the same thing as the other.
Mm-hmm.
Now, both apps are
and
put
I
out
used
by
to
Under
use
Armour.
One of these, too. Yeah, I know.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I used to use My Fitness Pal. In fact, every now and then I still go back to it for something. I do like My Fitness Pal. I haven't done Map My Fitness. But, yeah.
Oh. Now,
and I don't use either. Yeah, I don't use either one of them that much because with my Fitbit, I can track a lot of the stuff in my Fitbit, too.
Right, right. Yeah, that would be Map My Fitness is good in the aspect that as long as you've got your – let's say you have a Fitbit and you've got your smartphone. So if you do Map My Fitness, it'll actually either, A, find routes in your area that you can follow if you're wanting to – choose a route within a certain amount of miles, or you can just go your merry way and it'll track your GPS and let you know how many miles you've walked. If you are walked or run or cycled, that's the good thing about Map My Fitness. And that's my favorite thing. Cause I mean, you know, when you're exercising, you may think you've gone a mile and then maybe you've only gone a quarter of a mile. So at least you get the alerts from Map My Fitness. But it will sync with any fitness tracker that you have, so that's the good thing. So if you had your phone, like, for music and you forgot your Fitbit, then at least you still will have an accurate tally of how many miles you've run, walked, cycled, whatever, with Map My Fitness. Now, you know, with My Fitness Pal, it kind of links up to Map My Fitness, but I don't know why they just don't call it My Fitness Food Pal. Because, I mean, it's a meal tracker. You can put in your meals and track what you've eaten for the day. So, but they
yeah.
work in conjunction with each other. But,
and that's
but I like
one
them
of the
both.
Things, yeah, one of the reasons I liked MyFitnessPal was because of it was really good. And like I said, I still kind of use it in conjunction with my Fitbit, but it was really good in terms of tracking what you're eating out. In terms of restaurants and stuff, certain things you
right.
can put in and it would pop up. But also, too, if you're doing a homemade recipe or whatever, you can put in the different things that you're putting into the recipe and kind of get gauge if it doesn't have the recipe already, you can kind of put in the items and pull together kind of what the calorie count is and stuff like that, or the nutritional value is.
That's what I like. I think I like the eating out aspect of my Fitness Pal, where you can say what dish you're having at what restaurant. It's going to let you know how many calories that's going to take from your daily calorie intake. So that's what I love about it. I've always struggled with the food part of it. You know, if I'm cooking at home and these ingredients are going to, you know what I mean?
I struggle with it, but you know, I mean, because it depends on what it is. Sometimes it gives you, you know, something on the low end, something on the high end. And I always say, well, you know, venture on the side of caution, you know, use the calories, you know, just count calories on the high end. And if you're getting, you know, less calories, then that's all the better then. So.
Right.
Yeah. And then we're going to come back with the last of the apps, the top apps for 2021. We're here with Burton Kelso. It's Tech Thursday on G's Power Hour. The number is 516-387-1944. G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. We'll be right back.
Swiffer Sweeper cleans so completely, you'll never go back to your old broom again.
Now it's on for Mary from a Mr. Broom.
New Swiffer Sweeper is redesigned to clean corners, and it traps and locks 50% more dirt, dust, and hair than a broom. So go all the way clean. New Swiffer, clean better or your money back, guaranteed.
Hi, I'm Jim Garrison, and I think I found a way to help you understand what is Chill Out Jazz.
Some of y'all may be confused, because of the style we choose. We make jazz and R&B, we don't categorize, we just make what sound good, baby.
Is it jazz?
It is what it is.
Is it R&B?
Tune in every Wednesday night at 10 on K-Ham Radio.
Are you chillin'?
Hey, hey, welcome back to G's Power Hour. I never had a so good entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us. Tech Thursday, third Thursday on G's Power Hour. Tomorrow, Faith Friday, the fourth Friday of the month. So if you got something you want to talk about tomorrow, I'm wanting to talk about Christianity, civil disobedience, and civility. That's kind of what I'm looking at for tomorrow. So anyway. We're back with Burton, and we're going to talk about the remainder of the top tech for 2021. The list is on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. And what's the next one, Burton?
The next one you'll love. It's the Onion web browser. So now, this will work on any device because it's a secure web browser that allows you to surf the web and not be tracked. So you can... Yeah, I knew you would love that. But yeah, Onion is a web browser that usually, under normal circumstances, is designed to let you look at items on the dark web. But in recent years, more people are downloading the Onion or Tor, which is T-O-R, web browser, in order to surf the web anonymously. Now, the Onion or the Tor browser works like any other browser. I mean, you can put your WW in and all that other stuff, but it basically allows you to surf the web without being tracked. And the challenge of the whole tracking thing with websites are the companies that are putting them out. Now, Firefox, so much you don't have to worry about, but both Microsoft and Google Chrome obviously can choose to check your, you know, check where you're going on the web. So if you want to stay a little bit anonymous, you can download the Tor app on your smartphone, Tor or Onion. I think in the App Store it's called the Onion web browser. But the good thing is you can download the Tor or T-O-R browser on your desktop too. So if you wanted to surf anonymously on your smartphone, get it. And as far as the search engine is concerned, it even uses DuckDuckGo. So it's good. But I will say the challenge when using a Tor or the Onion web browser is that you would have to enter your credentials in each time you go to a specific website. But other than that, it looks, feels just like a regular web browser. But it's secure.
Okay.
So check it out.
All right. I will.
Our next app is Signal, because we're like talking about secure stuff. So Signal is an app that allows you to send secure text messages. Because if you want to send a text message, it's a good possibility that your mobile carrier can kind of see what correspondence you're having. But if you download the Signal app and you want to send secure messages, that's the app to use. And the reason it keeps your information secure is that it encrypts your messages when you send them back and forth, meaning it scrambles them up. And the good thing about Signal is it's free.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm just curious. Like, okay, allows you to send a secure text message. How do you, I guess, merge it or I guess if you already have a method of sending and receiving text messages, and you also, let's say, keep your text messages, you know, how does that mesh with the what you're already using, I guess?
Well, it doesn't, because it's a separate app. So you would have to start new correspondence with Signal rather and get away from your traditional program.
So any history that you have, you could just get rid of the text message app that you already are using. You would, if you needed to keep the history.
Right,
okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
The other thing about Signal, it's not only app-based. You can download it for Windows and Mac, so you can definitely use it anywhere. But like I said, if you're looking for a method to send secure text messages, download Signal.
Okay.
So the next app we have is RoboKiller, which you won't like because you have to pay, I think it's $30 a year. But if you're dealing with spam, go ahead.
Go ahead, no. I just said,
I was going to say, you have to pay $30 a year. But, I mean, it blocks text messages that are spam, and it blocks spam phone calls as well.
Okay. Cool.
Yep. So the next one I've used all of
you've
these.
You've talked about
Google Translate.
Sure.
Yeah, Google Translate I've used several times. Actually, I used it when I saw you in Florida when I came to Orlando. My Uber driver only spoke Spanish, so I opened up the Google Translate app, and we had a conversation from the airport to the convention center. But I forget how many different languages Google Translate allows you to do, but it's pretty extensive. I mean, Russian's one of those hard languages, but it'll probably do Russian, or I should say it will do Russian. But the good thing about Google Translate, if you've never used it, you open it up, you say what language you want to translate to, you talk to the app, and then it'll read back in whatever language you have it selected to translate to. I mean, it's a very powerful app.
Okay. And you say it costs.
No, Google Translate's free.
Oh, okay. I thought you said it costs. Okay.
No, RoboKiller is the one that's $30 a year.
Right. Yeah, I remember you said that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Google Translate's free. Anything from Google's free, you know, because they want your information.
They want to own you. Okay. All right.
Right. Now,
this next one
is WhatsApp.
It's the one that I guess I must have been on mute when I said this. I don't know. And I didn't say which one it was, but this is the one that I'm having issues with.
Is WhatsApp?
WhatsApp, yeah.
Yeah, because
I had so many people ask me about getting on WhatsApp, and I kept saying no, and kept saying no, and then I was talked into it because it was supposed to be helpful business-wise. And I'm sorry, it's not that I'm an antisocial person, but I guess I compartmentalize. So, you know, if you are trying to do this chit-chat with me while I'm trying to use my phone for working or something, I'm not happy. So
I get it.
Okay, so talk about the benefits of WhatsApp for those that like
the main benefit of what. Yeah, the main benefit of WhatsApp is you create a separate phone number for your business. So, you know, people need to start getting away from the practice of using their own cell phone number as their business number. So WhatsApp is a multitude of things you can do with it. But the main thing, you can create your own WhatsApp phone number to correspond with people back and forth. And the other thing, too, it, like Signal, will allow you to send secure text messages back and forth. Now, it's not one of those programs that's a necessity, but it definitely can allow you to do video calls and voice calls. In fact, one of our customers who has a sister in Germany uses WhatsApp to communicate with their sister because it's mobile. Mm-hmm. And obviously, when you make international calls, you don't have to worry about paying international rates to make phone calls. So, I mean, it's got a lot
right.
of purposes, but at its base, it's the secure text, phone, and video chat program.
Okay. I guess I need to investigate a little further, but I tell you, since I've had it on my phone, and it was kind of a constant issue for me. And so, you know, I had to, like, okay, the noise has got to go, first of all, and then,
right.
you know, it just kept popping, it keeps popping up, and it's not, for me, it was non-relevant stuff, so
right.
I had
it.
To talk to someone about it, and like, look, you know, I know you said this is supposed to be good for dealing with, you know, our business communication, and I said, but there's more idle chit-chat on here than what I like, you know. So,
right.
Yeah.
I get
but,
it.
yeah. But, I mean, I like the whole thing about being taught, you know, between family and stuff like that with it. I think it would be good for that for me.
Yeah.
And Pocket App, your last one, right?
Yes, it is. It's an app that allows you to save specific articles on specific websites. You may not have time to read them right at that minute, but with the Pocket App, you can definitely pocket that website article, and then you can come back and read it at your leisure.
Now, that works for me. That really does.
And it's free.
You know, and that works really even better for me, yes. no, I mean, a lot of times I'll see stuff, and I'm like, oh, man, I want to look at it more, but I don't have time right then. So it would be one of those things that, you know, I would maybe use to save an article, and then when I, you know, have that moment where either I'm soaking or I'm, you know, out on my patio or something like that, I can go back to some of this stuff.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Gosh, you gave us a lot to look at, and like I said, some of these things, I'm definitely going to do the ASL for sure, and a couple of these other ones, and I think I already have Spotify. I just haven't really used it because I just have so my other issue is because I have so much stuff that zaps my phone battery life, and so I'm having to charge my phone a lot more than I like, and I'm not sure that's good for the phone. So, but anyway, Burton, thank you so much, and look forward to having you back next month. We're going to talk a little bit about. It's Black History Month. We're going to talk about Black history and advances in technology. So I'm looking forward to that.
So, that'll be fun. I am too.
Yeah. Yeah. Take care of yourself. Take care of your family. Thanks for joining us, Burton. Have a very blessed day and weekend.
You do the same, G.
All right. And like I said, those apps that he recommended are posted on G's Power Hour Facebook page right now, so you can take a look at the list. And, you know, if you've missed something, always you can re-listen to the program. Just go to Blog Talk Radio, and you can find any of the G's Power Hour programs on there. Thank you for listening. This has been G's Power Hour. I never had it so good entertainment. Be well, be safe, be blessed, and please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.